Do you know how silly I feel when I'm like singing songs in front of a legit singer?
Well, we do sing awfully in here all the time.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was beautiful.
You are the sweetest. You are the sweetest liar ever.
Hey, keep lying to us, ever. But it's still.
Singing is just about having fun and letting live.
Oh, we definitely have that. That's for sure. We have the lovely Ashley Barron in here with us. And Ashley, thanks so much for hanging out. We know that you are going to play tonight at the Sac County Fair. And get your tickets while you can. It's going to be a great show. Take a little road trip and see Ashley Barron live in concert. We were lucky enough to have them do an acoustic song a couple minutes ago. And we also want to talk about... Here, let me see it again. I will get it right. Leroy's going to butcher it.
Yeah, and I'm not even
going
to try.
Leroy is going to butcher it. The National Scleroderma Foundation.
Yes.
There it is. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yes. So I scleroderma is a autoimmune disease that I was diagnosed with when I was 6 years old.
Oh.
However, back when I was diagnosed, it was still very rare. It's very rare still to this day. But we knew nobody. Nobody that had it. My doctors were like, okay, what is this? What do we do? So we went to Stanford out in California. They helped me. And they helped me honestly get to a place that at 13 years old, they had told me that it went dormant. And I've had a little complications through my life, but nothing crazy. And so then it wasn't until 2020, unfortunately, my mother was then diagnosed with scleroderma, which ultimately took her life in October of 2020.
Oh.
And it wasn't until then that, you know, when she was diagnosed, my whole family was shocked. We never thought this was genetic, and still to this day, we don't really know if it is, but it was pretty crazy. And what was so awesome, though, is after she'd passed, I continued to do music. I continued going to Nashville, trying to just get back out on the road. And I was at a radio station like this talking about that on the air when the National Scleroderma Foundation heard and reached out to me. And they then asked me to be their celebrity ambassador.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy because I had no idea they existed. I had no idea other people knew of this disease. Bob Saget, honestly, his sister had scleroderma. And he had talked about it a little bit, but still, it was very, very rare. And so when they reached out, there was no question in my mind I wanted to team up with them and help people. You know, autoimmune diseases are just, they're so hard to diagnose. There's so many of them. And so just having the knowledge and awareness that these diseases exist and that they're a real thing and you're not crazy because you feel a certain way and a doctor doesn't know what it is. That is just what I want to do in spreading the awareness of this.
So what is scleroderma, I guess? Is it like a blood disorder? Is it like...
No, it is technically the overproduction of collagen and hardening of the skin and tissues.
Oh, wow.
So when I was diagnosed, I had... There's different forms of it, like any kind of disease. This one, I had linear, meaning it was on the outside of my body. So it hardened my external tissue, and it was just on my legs. And before it went dormant, it came up to my waist, and that was it. And then my mom, though, unfortunately, got systemic scleroderma, which is internal, and it attacked her kidneys and started hardening her organs from the inside out.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wow.
My mom was a fighter till the end, and my mom lived a beautiful life and was a beautiful inspiration for my siblings and I. Just that, you know, life will always throw you curveballs. There's nothing you can do about that, but you can control the way that you react and carry on. Yeah. And that is definitely something that was so beautiful when the National Scleroderma Foundation reached out to me. I felt like I can carry out her legacy and knowing that good can come of such a horrible thing.
Oh, my gosh. You are a blessing. She brought a beautiful light into the world.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Your mother did.
We try to focus so much here on positive. Like we joke every day on the Leroy and Candace Morning Show. We try to leave you with something good.
Yeah.
Positive stories. There's so much dark. There's so much ugly in the world.
Yeah.
You get a chance to focus on positive and uplifting things. There needs to be more of that in the world. So hearing your story, although it has kind of a dark and tragic beginning, knowing that it moves forward and has a bright light at the end is a beautiful thing.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely believe that any beauty can come from the ashes from before. So.
Oh. Yeah. I love you even more now. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Ashley Barron, thank you so much for stopping in. Continue the fight. And we love you. Make sure to stop by and see her tonight at the Sac County Fair. Have safe travels. And hopefully we'll be talking to you again soon here in the near future.
Yeah, thank you.